Good morning, it's Monday, November 8th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. Partly cloudy skies on Monday morning will give way to clouds in the afternoon of a mostly rain-free day. Rain returns overnight. Expect highs in the low 50s and lows in the mid 40s. Three African-American women who work for the Pierce County Sheriff's Department have filed a lawsuit against the county alleging a long-standing pattern of discrimination, harassment, and retaliation against minority employees. Lieutenant Carla James Hutchison and Sergeants Dione Alexander and Sabrina Brazel Boyer are the highest-ranking black women in the department's 168-year history. Their attorneys filed the suit on their behalf Monday, claiming that the women, who all work in Pierce County Jail, have suffered emotional distress, economic losses, and damage to their reputations due to the decades of discrimination. No specific damages are specified in the lawsuit. The women have been subjected to racial slurs, told they were only hired or promoted to, quote, fill a quota, called thugs because of their hairstyles, had colleagues make comments about how the COVID-19 vaccine should be tested on black people before white people, subjected to Heil Hitler salutes during training meetings, and called, quote, an angry black woman, the suit says. James Hutchison, Alexander, and Brazel Boyer are among 12 black women who work for the sheriff's department, according to county statistics. There are 47 black sworn employees in the department out of about 614. Pierce County once again saw home prices leap upward nearly 21% in October over the previous year, with inventory still abysmal at less than a month's worth on the market. According to October sales figures released Thursday from the Northwest Multiple Listing Service, Pierce County's median closed home sale price was $520,000, the highest yet this year. That compares with $506,650 in September and $430,000 a year ago. The county first hit $500,000 median closed sale price for single-family homes in April. King County's median closed sale price at $824,270, up 10.64% from last year, and Snohomish County at $695,000, up 19.83% from 2020. A man charged with fatally stabbing an acquaintance in Tacoma over the sale of prescription drugs has been sentenced. Talden Maddock, age 28, pleaded guilty to second-degree murder for the death of 21-year-old Dion McGee. On Thursday, Pierce County Superior Court Judge Clarence Henderson gave him 12 years in prison, the low end of the standard sentencing range. In charging papers, prosecutors wrote that Maddock sent $300 to McGee three times on March 25, 2020 for a single sale of Xanax after McGee said he didn't receive the first two payments. Later that night, McGee was found sitting on the front porch of a Tacoma home bleeding from his neck not far from his crashed vehicle. McGee was taken to an area hospital where he died of multiple sharp force injuries to the neck. A Graham woman died at an area hospital Saturday afternoon following a single vehicle wreck near Puyallup. The woman was identified as Kimberly E. Rossito, age 54. The 48-year-old Bonnie Lake woman who was driving the vehicle now faces a vehicular homicide charge because she was thought to be driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol, according to the Washington State Patrol. About 12:30 p.m. Saturday, the two women were headed east on State Route 512 near Canyon Road East. Troopers say the 2005 Nissan Altima left the road and struck a tree. A motorcyclist died Friday evening after colliding with a vehicle making a turn at a Fircrest area intersection. The motorcyclist, a 24-year-old male, was allegedly traveling at a high rate of speed southbound on South Orchard Street and struck a car making a left turn onto Orchard from South Emerson Street. The motorcyclist died on scene. Investigators cited excessive speed involved in the crash. Here we go, Tacoma. With the end of daylight saving time on Sunday, you'll notice sunset comes a lot sooner. Sunday sunset was 4:43. All of this is the slow march to the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year, December 21st, which will bring 8 hours, 28 minutes and 29 seconds of daylight to Tacoma. And then the slow climb back begins. And while Washington is among 19 states who've already either enacted legislation or voted to support year-round daylight saving time, Congress has still not acted on the Sunshine Protection Act, which is sponsored by U.S. Senator Patty Murray of Washington and Senator Marco Rubio of Florida. Your friends and neighbors, people across our communities, are seeking complete and accurate information as they navigate the news, their lives, and the changes around us. And information is more complex than ever. That's why we at the News Tribune are launching a new fall fundraising campaign to ensure continued coverage of critical local news. We are asking for your support of our important Indigenous affairs coverage in partnership with Report for America. Your tax-deductible donation can help make it happen. We're stronger when the voices of all members of our community are part of the conversation. And telling the stories of Indigenous communities makes our coverage more inclusive and vibrant. Contribute at thenewstribune.com/donate.